time for a Blues Report with Joey Vitale.
You automatically look 15% tougher if you have a beard.
Brought to you by The Electrical Connection.
Orange and green in the shape of carrots.
When you need quality electrical work for your home or business, visit electricalconnection.org.
This is silky smooth.
Let's go, Blues! Let's go, Blues! Let's go, Blues! Let's go, Blues!
The Blues and the Golden Knights will get it on Thursday, 5:30 puck drop. Pre-game show starting at 4:30. You can hear it all right here on the Blues Radio Network, 101 ESPN, with Brad Thompson and Chris Ron, Jamie Anthony Stalter. Let's head to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. We're joined by our guy, Joey Vitale. And Joey, it was good seeing you today. I know that you wanted to get inside the building. You didn't have a key card. Brad and I went right to HR and we said, look, don't give Joey Vitale a key card to get in the building. That guy's trouble.
I knew you guys would say that. I knew it. Listen, I've been doing those shows there for, I feel like, a year. I mean, I've been paying my dues. What do I got to do to get a little key swab to get into the building?
Sorry, man.
At times are tough. COVID, and, you know, it takes a while. That's probably what it ends up being. They'll get you one at some point. I told you today I worked here 6 months, like, officially, and didn't have one. So at some point, it's going to happen for you.
I just feel terrible every time I try to open the door. I can't even get into the building from the outside. You know, it's always embarrassing because they have that restaurant outside the studio, and all these people are having dinner because of COVID. Everyone's outside, and I come in with a big shot. I got my big binder, so it looks like I'm doing some work, but really I don't need the binder. But I'm walking in, I ka-ting, 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 and they're just looking at me. My hands are on the window. I'm trying to see, hello, anyone in here?
Help. Oh, my God.
Yeah. We got to get this fixed. You're a trustworthy soul. All right, I trust you in the building, and I also obviously trust you when it comes to the Blues. I want to know from your eyes, and we'll look forward in a second, but I want you to look back against the Avalanche on Sunday. Man, what stood out to you the most about the Blues?
You know, the thing I think that stood out the most for the St. Louis Blues in that Colorado Avalanche game, a couple things that really jump out at you. Obviously, the obvious one being that Jordan Binnington looked like vintage Jordan Binnington. You know, it's been a while since we've seen him. You know, I think Jordan is one of those guys that would quite honestly tell you that he's not a camp player. At least that's not what it seemed that way. I watched every practice out at Centene for the week and a half leading up to the departure to Edmonton. And there were times I'm like, oh boy, I hope Jordan's just having a little bit of a bad day. But, oh, here comes another bad day. But he seems to be a guy that thrives in games and doesn't necessarily look too deep into how he performs in camps. And there's a lot of players like that. So it was great to see Jordan Binnington back to his old ways, making great saves left to right. His legs look springy. His legs look fresh. And that's what makes him so good. It's his legs. It's not necessarily his quick glove. It's his positioning and his ability to have the endurance to go the distance and be sharp moving left to right. That's number one. Number two, I would say, I loved how the Blues got a little bit more physical. Was it exactly where they need to be? Absolutely not. But it was a step in the right direction. We talked to Alexander Steen on a Zoom call before that game, and I even asked him, I said, Alex, are you looking to peak now? Are you looking to get to where you need to be in tonight's game? And he quite frankly said no. He said, we don't want to get to exactly where we want to be for the first game of the first round tonight, but we need to step in the right direction. And to me, guys, that step was the physicality. We saw Braden Schenn having hits. We saw Sammy Blay laying it down a little bit. Even Vince Dunn getting in the mix there a little bit as well. So the physicality was the other thing that stood out for me in that Colorado game.
So what's the next step in the progression? If you're looking at Thursday afternoon and what you want to see from them, it's not really about, for me, at this point, it's not about the wins. It's about how they look when they get into a series that actually matters. So if you look at them Thursday, and when the game is over, what do you need to see to feel satisfied that they're moving in the right direction?
So it's a great question, and it's something that I think that I've given a lot of thought to. If I'm Craig Berube, based off of what I know about this team, what I know of him as a coach, I'm looking for this Blues team to put one period together. Just put one period together. You looked better in the Colorado game than you did the Chicago game. Okay, you started seeing that physicality. You started seeing the execution pick up a little bit. The passes were crisper. That was a good step in that Colorado game. I know we lost that game, but that was a good step. The next step for this game coming up here against the Vegas Golden Knights is, to me, put 20 minutes together. You don't need to put 60 minutes together. Again, you're going to shoot yourself in the foot. You're going to peak probably too early. You're going to have a little bit of wasted energy if you try to put 60 minutes together. Just do 20. I would like to see a great start. I'm anticipating a great start this coming Thursday when they're facing the Vegas Golden Knights. I think that first period is going to belong to the Blues. I'm thinking 15, 16 shots on goal, maybe have the lead after 20 minutes. The physicality is there. They're crossing the red. They're chipping it into the corner where Mackenzie McEachran can go get it. He can be physical. He can separate. They can start the cycle. They can start the offensive zone time. And then the next shift follows that up. And it's that wave after wave approach of Blues style, Blues brand hockey of offensive zone time, being aggressive and being physical. After the first 20 minutes, if you do that, that's good. To me, in my book, that is progress, because that's when on Sunday when you play the Dallas Stars, that's when you really amp it up. That's when you try to put 60 minutes together. But you can't put 60 minutes together if you don't know what 20 minutes looks like. And I think if I'm this coach at the end of the night, whether they win or lose on Thursday, I'm looking to say, guys, that first 20, that's us. That's what it looks like. It's been a while, but that's what Blues hockey looks like. Let's see if we can put two, three periods of that together before Sunday. You know, guys, it's like my wife when we have a wedding to get ready for next weekend, right? You know, we don't, but if we did. Let's say the wedding's on Friday, okay? It's not something you wake up Friday morning and my wife's like, I got to do this, this, and this. No. These wives, I mean, they got it dialed in. Tuesday, honey, I'm getting my hair done. All right, babe, I'll take the kids. Wednesday, you know, I'm getting my spray tan. Thursday, hey, I'm going with Christy. We're getting her nails done. And then Friday morning, oh, I got my dress picked out. I'm good to go. But it starts on Tuesday. There's a progression here, guys. There's a progression. Women just don't wake up on the morning of the wedding and say, bam, look at me. You know, it's a process.
This is why they're the smarter sex, Joey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Joey Vitale, joining us right now, dropping knowledge not only about hockey, but about life. And he's going to be on the radio call alongside Chris Kerber on Thursday for the Blues and the Golden Knights. What did you see out of Vladimir Tarasenko in his first action back? Well, you know, second, I guess, Joey.
Yeah, no, I think Vladdy's got another level. I think that he'd be the first to admit it. I think it's hard for him because he's been sitting since last October, guys. I mean, I guess November is technically what it was, but it's been a long time. He's dealing with a shoulder injury, and these are tender, sensitive areas, and it's more going to be of a mental thing than physically. I think physically, Vladdy is perfectly fine to be on the ice. I know that because if I'm a trainer or a doctor for this team, or I'm an owner or general manager, I'm not going to put Vladdy out there if he's not physically healthy. Physically, he's okay. It's the mental aspect. You know, going in there and facing Zadorov versus Colorado a couple nights ago, that guy's a moose. I mean, he is an absolute mammoth of a man, and you chip it into his corner, of course, Vladdy's going to shy away a little bit. I think he's got to kind of get through that, and that's just going to take a couple more reps, maybe a couple more games, because when he starts feeling more comfortable that, you know, I'm going to get hit and I'm going to be okay, you know, I think that that's when he's going to have a lot more confidence, where we're going to start seeing the speed. And then we're going to start seeing the swagger of the down-low plays and getting to the net and just ripping shots from everywhere. But I think until he gets more comfortable with the fact that he's going to get hit and give hits and his shoulder's not going to give out on him, I think until that moment, we're just going to see a little bit of some tempered, maybe Vladimir Tarasenko. So I think it is coming, but I think it certainly has another level. And I think that he and Jaden Schwartz and Braden Schenn, they're going to find that level because this team needs that level big time.
Joey, as we're watching these games and hopefully watching the Blues progress throughout the round robin part of it, how much of this is the Blues figuring themselves out? We've talked about it, different things that they've got to get to. And then how much of it is kind of figuring out the opponent? Because all these guys are, or at least have the chance to be, teams that you have to run through to win a Stanley Cup.
You know, I think this Blues team is special because they have all the pieces in place. So I think that whether they repeat or don't repeat, it's gonna come down to the 6 inches between their ears. I think that they have everything they need to repeat. They have the special teams. They have the personnel. They certainly have the goaltending. They got the coaching staff. It's all in place. But mentally, can they get there? And I think the biggest hurdle that this team is going to face, and we're going to find out if they can find it or not, is this team wins by being aggressive. Simply just put, they're an aggressive team. Craig Berube took over and said, guys, there's one way to win here, and it's by being aggressive. We got to work, and we got to be hard and physical and aggressive. We have to grind. Okay, guys? And it worked, right? My thing is this. To play aggressive, to play on that edge, it requires one thing. It requires energy. It takes a lot of energy to play this way. And I know it because that's the way I play. I had to play that way, and it requires a lot. But, guys, I'd show up to the rink for playoff games, and there'd be mobs of people just, you know, police shutting down the city streets because all the fans. You come in, you have police escorts. You show up in warm-ups, there's 18,000 people there at warm-ups. There's whiteouts. I mean, to me, that's where I got the energy. And that's where our teams got the energy to play the way that we needed to play. And that's where the Blues got the energy when they needed to play the way they played last year when they won the Stanley Cup. My thing is, are they going to find it internally? Because they have to find it somewhere. Because without that energy, there's no way for them to play with that aggressive edge that makes this team so great. And quite frankly, I think it's to some degree very, very difficult to beat, maybe unbeatable if they're at their best.
That aggressive edge you're talking about, and in a playoff series of wearing down the other team, and it's like a game of attrition, and the Blues usually come out on top when that happens. We had a texter yesterday who brought up a good point that maybe it doesn't matter as much because they're not coming off a regular season, like an immediate regular season. They've been off for 4.5-5 months as it is. So does that style of play still wear down another team that's been off just like the Blues have been?
It's a very, very good question. And I think it will wear them down to some degree. I don't know if as much. I mean, we know, guys, playoffs are all about matchups. I think the fact that we got Winnipeg in that last season, that first round, that was important because we got them when we were at our best and we took down what I believed to be the best team in the West at the time. So I think that question, yes, you're right. When you have a regular season, teams are going to have injuries. I mean, look at the Colorado Avalanche, who we just played, for example. Rantanen was out with a shoulder injury when this whole thing came on pause. Colorado dealt with a lot of injuries around that March time where they were not themselves. I think they had more interchangeable players than any team in the Western Conference, if I looked at my notes right. So to that point, you're absolutely right. And I think that this is going to be maybe to some degree a little bit of a disadvantage for the St. Louis Blues. And it's going to be an advantage for teams that have elite top players. And no disrespect to the Blues, but they know this. They don't have that Evgeny Malkin, who can cut like butter through the defense and single-handedly take over a game. They don't have the Connor McDavid, who just scored a hat-trick and highlight reel goals like we saw last night. I'm watching Austin Matthews with my kids right now. Another big goal from a superstar. We don't have that superstar that can single-handedly take over a game. What we do have is a team. We have a team of between good and really good hockey players. Like right underneath that superstar kind of quality, we have a whole group of that play as a team. Now, it's going to take that team. It's going to take that aggressiveness. It's going to take that effort and energy to win. So, again, you're seeing a lot of teams right now that are kind of blossoming in this kind of environment because of those superstars. And it's going to be interesting as this tournament and playoffs continue how those teams either fall off or if those superstars get even hotter. It could be interesting. But one way or another, however you look at it, guys, it's been a lot of fun, man. I mean, I love continuing to monitor and watch hockey pretty much 24/7. It's been great.
Joey, you're the best, my man. We'll see you. I sounded like Brandon Kiley there.
Yeah, you did.
You're the best.
Wow.
Around. Nothing's ever going to take it down. All right.
Karate Kid. Great movie.
We'll have a great call on Thursday, man. We'll be listening.
We're going to have an amazing call. Don't you worry about that, Saul. It'll be great. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. That's Joey Vitale here on 101 ESPN.
He
great
really
energy.
Is the best.
I was ready to run through the wall there listening to Joey.
Can we get the dude a key card?